The street. Changing, and most of it is wrong. What do we know? Thank you. Thank you. Before you refuse, try to shake. 7. In those days, we had about 45 minutes worth of songs. On a good night, we could get that down to 25. Yeah. You become a kid. Well, you know, one of the things we really like to do, traveling around, I mean, you know, in the days, back in those times, I have to confess that the daytime was just an inconvenient, bright thing between nightclubs. Nowadays, I try to improve my mind. I spend hours on Twitter, scrambling with Rod Stewart.
I don't want it. I don't want you, Lynn Johnson. I don't want it.
unless somebody requests it privately, like in Liverpool. And even then we didn't fucking leave it. But we went off into the wings before the last number, and I said to the fellas, I know what'll be funny. Let's play Hurry Down Doomsday, the bugs are taking over. Wasn't so fucking funny a couple of weeks later. Now, Pete here, you know, he's a very dedicated professional, as you can tell. I don't think he'll mind. He'll probably get it later. He's got a Heiser Masters or a Reacher Masters over the year. He is the senior member of the Imposters by 3 weeks. But he rang me up and he said, you know, I literally played along with every record by the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Booker T and the MGs, and the entire Motown catalogue. What are we going to do? I say, stay down in the basement. I'll write 5 songs. And so 10 minutes later, I said to him, that's how we made the Boy Negative. Because it was quick, like happiness, you know, of childhood. And you know, I thought about the time when you're leaving, like I've got boys of 15 and they're trying to work out what's a look of invitation and what's a look of prohibition. And you gotta really learn those lessons, obviously, fellas, we all, and girls, we all gotta learn. So, you know, I thought back to when I was a lad, I had a rule book called the Ten Commandments. It's all right, I'm not gonna recite them. I was brought up Catholic, so when I came to make my first communion, because I was such a terrible sinner at the age of 7, they made me make my first confession, and they gave me the convenient cheat sheet of things I might have done. I looked down and went, fucking hell, I've never taken the Lord's name in vain. Never killed anybody, never stolen anything. I'm good to my mother and father, and I don't know anybody who has an oxen that I can covet. So I approached the confessional with some trepidation. I thought, if I don't confess to anything, they're going to tumble me. And there was a smell of frankincense and Irish whiskey. And the priest was drinking too. I got in there, I looked down the list of commandments and I thought, I've got to confess to something. So I confessed to adultery. Didn't know what it meant, but it sounded fun. And then I came to Leicester and discovered that was true. Oh, no! I won't hear that said. That's a scandalous rumour. Anyway, no, really seriously. So I lived with all that guilt and shame for years and years. And then when I was a teenager, there was a young woman who came to teach us English one spring. And it had to be spring. You know, she came in with spring in her step, flicking her hair back. It wasn't that she was, that we lusted after so much, that she talked about a life that we could never imagine. We talk about this life where she'd go to parties. I think she was idling in teaching secondary school kids between maybe a career in journalism and one in espionage or something. And through the door that she left ajar, I could see this place where people would listen to Tamla Motown records and dance. Lapone, drink martinis, and possibly commit adultery. So I wrote this here song in honor of the lessons that she taught us, none of which had anything to do with anything, really.
To the future. Thank you. trust in silence and the spirits that the edge through. Lying cold, we let nothing release your lips, caress while you pass. For liberty, I have a cup of coffee. Did you pour it in the drink? But at least you thought you wanted it. So much more than that. What if you hear roses and blooms still linger there? The lock is standing on a moment. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn on, there's the door as you close. The only thing I have to say, it's for the good you from the road. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you ever met the man. I guess the reason when I'm talking, there's so little left to say. Why a million thoughts go racing through my mind. I find I haven't settled. I've removed everything from the descent of all the biggest crime goes in her. What if you hear the roses and blooms still linger there? I could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. And as you turn the water, to the theater on Silhouette Street. I had a pit stop you gave and a chair at my feet. All of them patrons and abuse are people that are killed or abused. Actors on the stage were equal and skilled. The players took turns and I refuse. One of them said that you must choose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
stairs. Why did you walk in a reason for my family? No reason to ask me, where's the color? Where's the color of my true love's eyes? Here's the color of my jealous disguise. You're tired of the dark of the shed. You cry your heart.
You look and understand that you were not impressed.
somebody. Oh, I know it doesn't matter. Thank you. was now.